CBSi in the world. I'm John Batchelor. Hotel Mars, episode N. Dr. Livingston, David Livingston, is my colleague and co-pilot and co-host of The Space Show, Dr. Space himself. David, Elon Musk is an exciting personality. Yes, he's rich. Yes, he is, what you'd have to say, controversial. But at the same time, he made an announcement at Boca Chica to a rapt audience that was there and then all of us watching worldwide about his plans for Starship. Did you see anything surprising? Is this the Elon Musk we all know, David? Good evening to you.
I didn't see anything surprising. I think it is more or less the Elon Musk we know. And he seems to be able to follow through on his giant aspirations, even if there are delays in getting from point A to point B. And I think he is absolutely committed and will do his level best to do what he said he's going to do.
I learned for the first time, David, that he lives in Boca Chica, apparently some condo nearby. That's how he gets out to those early morning sites.
A very small little, I don't think it's a house. It's more like a trailer or something. He's talked about it before. It's really small, stripped down, basic living.
We welcome Douglas Messier. Doug Messier keeps the wonderful site Parabolic Arc. And Doug is going to help us understand the timeline for all of this. Not the best possible, just what we know now. Doug, a very good evening to you. The presentation by Elon Musk was about Starship, and Starship to orbit will be the first big demonstration of the future, using the booster to be caught when it comes back down by the chopsticks. What did you hear from Musk about the plans going forward? Because early on, there was expectation he could launch Starship to orbit, I think as early as March, you know, early spring or late winter. What adjustment is being made from his presentation? Good evening to you, Doug.
Good evening. Thanks for having me. And it's really uncertain when they're going to be able to fly because that's not up to them. It's really up to the FAA. And the FAA is doing what's known as an environmental assessment on the Boca Chica site in order to allow the Super Heavy, which is a first stage, and Starship, which is a second, to launch from there. And that FAA had optimistically estimated that they were going to be able to finish by the end of last year, have a preliminary decision on that. But that got delayed until the end of February, and now it's been delayed another month or so until I think March 28th. So we'll see. That could get delayed further. They had a public hearing on this last year, and they got 19,000 comments for and against it. So they need to respond to all of that. And the site's very environmentally sensitive. It's surrounded by marshland. There are endangered and threatened species living in that area. And there's also a wildlife refuge where many of them live. And this is the largest rocket ever conceived, ever built. So it could have a pretty major impact on that site, so that it's going to be a very contentious decision no matter what the FAA does.
David, you have a question for Doug.
Doug, aside from the FAA, what's the status of his technology readiness? Is the booster ready? I understand that they may still have a lot of work to do on it, and they're fine with the delays.
Probably he's got a fair amount of work to do before they're ready to launch. I don't know if you saw this week, but when he talked, they had that whole system set up behind him, which is about 400 feet tall.
Right.
And they disassembled it today, this week. So they took off the second stage Starship and then took the Super Heavy off the launch pad. So they've still got a fair amount of work to do. And Musk is always super optimistic about his schedules. He eventually comes through with them, but it's usually well beyond the initial optimistic estimates.
During the course of the presentation, I believe that Mr. Musk mentioned at one point, if it doesn't work here, we'll go to Cape Canaveral. Is that an option that NASA would welcome, that everyone would welcome? Because Cape Canaveral is a wildlife preserve, I believe. We're talking about the wetlands of the coast. and yet it's been successful for decades launching big boosters. Is that the home for, is that the plan B for Musk?
Yes. Preferably, he'd like to use Boca Chica as a test and development site. So they would launch and they would test boosters there. And he's also talking about building two launch pads at the Kennedy Space Center, which is on Cape Canaveral in that area. One would be built close to the pad 39A, which they use for human spaceflight on the Crew Dragon. They also launch satellites and Cargo Dragon to the International Space Station there. And then there's another site called pad 49, which is north of there. Now, there's been issues. And some groups that have expressed concerns about the environmental issues there. So we'll see. But he thought that they could, if the FAA for some reason decides Boca Chica is not the best place for that, he thought they could easily move to the Kennedy Space Center in 6 or 8 months. And they have been beginning to ramp up work at the pad, the pad near the 39A launch site.
David?
If they move to the Cape, are they already permitted there? Or is there still some FAA regulatory stuff that they have to go through?
I'm not certain about that. I think the 39A, that area might be okay for them to get started. The pad 49 would require probably an EIS, which is a environmental impact statement. That's a much more thorough environmental review. But I'm a little uncertain on those issues.
The Boca Chica site has been used for all of the experiments, the crashes, the wonderful, you know, throw it up in the air and see how it comes down, whether it lands on its own. This assessment, is this something that wasn't done before? The puzzle here is, of course, it's a wildlife preserve. It's Boca Chica, and it's right on the Gulf of Mexico. So is there anything irregular here or unexpected, or is this just the way the government works?
It is a little irregular. In 2014, they got approval to build a single launch pad there and launch Falcon 9 and I think some Falcon Heavy rockets. And those are much smaller than what they have down there now. And they also got approval to test experimental vehicles at that time. Now, what happened after 2014, Musk changed his mind. He came up with this massive booster system, which includes Super Heavy and Starship. And that kind of changed. So he was flying small experimental vehicles there. And before they got when they got approval in 2014, they went through a whole environmental impact statement. And the FAA said, fine, under these conditions. But the Super Heavy Starship is so much larger that they decided to do an environmental assessment, which is a lighter, less complicated review that built upon the EIS that they did initially. That's been a controversial decision. There have been environmental groups that have said that they should have redone the initial EIS, done an entirely new environmental impact statement, and did a thorough job on it. And this is insufficient what they're doing now, which is the environmental assessment.
David, we have a minute. Go ahead, David.
What do you hear about a launching barge and Musk moving launching Super Heavy 30 miles off the coast someplace?
Well, they are working on adapting to oil rigs for those types of operations. I think those would require at least an environmental assessment, if not a full environmental impact statement. And then you've got a lot of oil rigs in the Gulf and shipping. So even when they launch out of Boca Chica, they'll be kind of threading a needle to make sure that if something goes wrong, they don't hit one of these things. So it's possible that they could launch from offshore. And he's talked about launching from offshore for long distance point to point suborbital travel, say if you were going from Florida to Singapore. You get in the rocket, launch there, land someplace offshore near Singapore, and, you know, go ashore from there.
Douglas Messier. Doug Messier keeps the website Parabolic Arc. David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show. Elon Musk of the future. This is Hotel Mars, episode N, CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.